Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back. We were gone. You forgot about us, baby, yes, baby, yes. Because you're millennial. We might as well be Applebee's, we suck. Chili's, baby, back ribs. Only $6.99. Barbecue sauce.
Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 4 of the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris Inn, here this evening with Mr. Mike Logan.
Me.
Thank you again for being here tonight, Mike. It's been a lot of fun so far.
I've had a good time.
We're about to have more good time.
What?
With a series of mini segments.
Can I start just pressing random things? Buzzers and...
Sure. If you want to get warmed up.
What is that? That sounds like one of those rubber chickens.
Oh, I forgot. I got a...
Do you have a rubber chicken?
No. Close. Close. Oh boy, spilling
our
water.
He's wasted, everybody. What is this?
It's a dog toy. I don't know what
it
is.
Do you have a dog?
No, I do dog jokes at Dog Story Theater pretty much every Monday.
Pretty meta.
Yeah. Different things. I've done dog haikus, just jokes about the theme of dogs. I did dog pickup lines.
Can I hear some dog pickup lines?
Sure. You just have to go to Dog Story Theater on Mondays at 7 p.m.
This guy.
It's only $5 for an hour of great entertainment. I would highly recommend it. The first segment of the second half of the show is called Let's Play Listicle Generation. So this is an ongoing segment through the whole series. Last season, I started with a list of 13 movies, 13 TV shows, and 13 comedic performers. In each episode, we eliminated one of the items on the list. This season, we are building a list instead of destroying one.
Okay.
So we started out with two items. Each episode, the guest removes one of the items from the current list and then adds two of their own. So if we could go through each list and then... talk about the current items on the list, eliminate one, and then add two of your own.
Okay.
So let's start with the top one, 13 comedic movies.
So eliminate one of these movies, and then add two that I think are worthy of this list.
Exactly.
I've never seen Don't Think Twice.
Oh, it's more of an improv movie.
Oh, it's the one with Keegan-Michael Key, right?
Yes.
I do want to see that, actually.
It's a very good movie.
I heard it was really good. I'm going to get rid of, and this has gotten me a lot of shit from childhood.
If you could go through first, which movies are on,
okay, so,
and then give your thoughts on the film.
So we have Eurotrip. That movie actually produces one of my favorite lines, which is, this isn't where I park my car. Oh, if you've seen Eurotrip, you understand the context and why that line is funny. Dumb and Dumber, I don't like that movie. I don't like that movie. I don't get it. I like the Farrelly Brothers. I never watched it when I was a kid. Mm. I think that might have had something to do with it, because a lot of people, I think, watched it when, I think it came out when I was like 13 or something like that. And I think a lot of people watched it then, and it's definitely like 13-year-old boy humor. And I think I watched it for the first time when I was like 25. And I was just all like, right, this is fucking stupid. Don't Think Twice, I just said I haven't seen. Pineapple Express, I love. I love almost anything Seth Rogen does, except for Green Hornet. That movie sucked.
Oh. He got paid big bucks for it,
though. Oh, my God, yeah, he did. Uncle Buck, underrated movie. Every John Candy movie is an underrated movie, I feel like. He does not get enough love. John Candy was an amazing, amazing comedic talent. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is also a good one.
Steve Martin. Those aren't pillows.
So, those are the movies that are on the list currently. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of Dumb and Dumber.
That's all what right.
I do, because I like all those movies on here except for Dumb and Dumber.
So, yeah, if you could cross it off and then write your first one that's going to replace it to the right.
Right here?
Yep.
Okay, so I talked about this movie earlier, Caddyshack. You got Ted Knight, Roddy Dangerfield, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, that awesome soundtrack.
I'm alright.
Who's that? Kenny Loggins?
I don't know.
But that movie's fantastic. I think that That's automatic viewing for anybody, I think, who loves comedy.
Yeah.
Caddyshack. My second choice, I'll put that over here.
Number six.
Number six.
Yep.
Airplane.
Oh.
Another movie I grew up watching as a kid. That movie is just so funny. Like, yeah. Relentlessly funny from the first line of dialogue all the way to the end of the movie. It takes no breaks. There's no chance for you to just... It's just, everything is just super slapstick dialed up to 11. And I think it takes a certain type of comedic genius to make slapstick funny for 2 hours.
Yes.
Also, interesting fact, Leslie Nielsen's first comedic role. He was actually a very serious actor up before until that point.
Oh.
The original Poseidon Adventure he was in, yeah. He played the captain of the ship, died in that movie.
Huh.
He was also in a bunch of other roles where he was very serious, and then they casted him in Airplane as a joke because he was already known as a serious actor.
Huh.
So they thought, oh, if he plays this really deadpan, it'll come off really funny, and they were right, and the rest is history for Leslie Nielsen.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for that bit of history.
You're welcome.
And I would highly recommend watching Don't Think Twice. It's available on Netflix.
Yeah, it's in my queue. I just haven't watched it yet. I'm not going to think twice about it anymore. Come on, everybody. Hey. Come on. Oh, he'll be here all week, everybody.
Do you like radio shows to warm up for?
Sometimes. When I'm on the road, sometimes I do.
That's a very, like,
oh, the
morning show.
Kind everybody, of. We've got Mike in the building. Hey, he's got all kinds of crazy things, wacky doohickeys, and all these such things. Hey, what'd you do this past weekend, Bob? Oh, you know what I did? I went home with the baby. Okay. Also, vote for Stu McAllister to be the new co-host of Eric Zane in the morning. Just give a little shout out to Stu on that one. Hey, do you listen to morning shows ever?
No.
Stu was auditioning for the co-host job for Eric Zane morning show, and he sat in all week, and I listened to him every day except for today, but he was very funny. He's a good guy.
I usually listen to podcasts on my commute, or if I feel like thinking more than Amazon Music. If you have Amazon Prime, they have a music app that's included. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime is just like one of my favorite things ever.
I've had Amazon Prime for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I really like it.
You get Amazon Video and they have some really good original productions on there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of like other stuff, like things that Netflix doesn't necessarily have. You get the music program, which is like millions of songs. You choose different stations based on genre or based on an artist, and then it cycles through related songs like same as Spotify does or whatever. Yeah. No ads or anything.
Why do I pay for Spotify if I have Amazon Prime? Yeah. Amazon Prime is not?
No, it's still like millions of songs, but not... You can also pay extra and get Amazon Music Unlimited, which is like an extra 10 million songs or something. But
that's such an insane amount of songs.
Yeah, it's millions. Like,
it's still not enough.
It's still not all the music. It's like Louis K has that bit where he talks about you'll never run out of porn. He went on some late night show and it said, I'm comparing this because like 10 million songs, you'll never be able to listen to 10 million
yeah.
songs. But he says, you'll never ever run out of porn. He's like, you can birth a baby and put them in front of the computer screen and they can just watch porn nonstop until the day they die. And there'd still be like 5 million hours of porn. Yeah,
I mean, just stop making it.
He said, we don't need to make it anymore. We're only watching it for like a minute and 30 seconds anyway. Come on.
Change the music.
I hate when there's music.
Yeah?
I don't like music in the porn. It's just distracting.
Huh. If we can move on to the list of 13 comedic television shows, please.
All right. Comedic TV shows. So we have on this. This is a pretty good list, actually. We have Rick and Morty. I'm not getting rid of that. That is my it's my shit right now. The Office U.S. version. Great show up until I wasn't a big fan of seasons 7 and 8 after Carell left. Broad City, never watched one episode of that show.
Oh.
I hear it's funny.
It's very funny.
That's what I hear.
I hadn't watched it, and I just started maybe like a month ago, and I'm already into season 3.
Is it that good? It's good? I might have to give it a shot.
I've been, yeah.
What is IASIP?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's a fucking great show. I have a vlog that I do. It used to be every week, and now it's like I need to do it more. But I had an episode where I did a hot dog eating contest this past summer with Eric Zay in the morning and Gravy in the morning. And we did a hot dog eating contest down at Grand Coney, and I edited the episode together like an episode of Sunny. Because like the plot of the, I like to have my vlogs, they like to have the narrative. Mm-hmm. And the plot of this one was I was really hungry, but I was broke. And so then the episode, the vlog was called Mike Logan Wins an Eating Hot Dog Eating Contest. But like, I did it pretty much like it was very good. I don't know. It was one of my favorite vlogs I've done.
Where can people find that?
You can find that on The Ice Cold Comedian. It's my YouTube channel. I've got a whole 45 subscribers, you guys. So let's get those numbers up, huh? I have good content on that channel. It's just hard to get traction on the YouTube. A lot of politics with YouTube. Which I found out once I started a channel.
It's all about the algorithms.
Oh, my God. Fuck the algorithm.
You gotta...
I mean, unless YouTube's listening, then...
Get friends with the robots.
like on Reddit. I am a bot. The bot... For anybody who doesn't know, Reddit has bots that moderate a lot of their content. And they will sometimes... The bots will come on and they'll say... They'll make it very clear that they're a bot. Because it'll say, I am a bot. And then it'll say, like, you know, you can find this in this other subreddit and stuff. I just think it's a very clever way for the people to... Because a lot of times you ask yourself, like, is that a bot? But yeah. Reddit's like, no, this they'll tell you.
There's a really funny subreddit. I forget the exact name. It's something like Not a Robot. Mm-hmm. And it's all these people posting... I assume they're people... posting content as if they were a robot pretending to be human. So they'll respond to things saying like, oh, I also feel those very human emotions strongly.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I love the idea of like a robot pretending to be human but being really bad at it.
When it's actually a person. There's so many levels. Oh, man.
Well, that's like what Mark Zuckerberg... There's like a gif of like him giving some speech to a group of kids, and the kids said, I don't remember what the kids said to Mark Zuckerberg, but his response was, yeah, I used to feel the same way back when I was human. I mean, I am a human. Like, is Mark Zuckerberg a fucking robot? So Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and then Psych. I've seen Psych. Oh, Party Down got crossed off. That's sad.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I like that
watched
show.
It.
Oh. So, I've seen Psych. I don't like Psych. So, Psych, you're going. Bye-bye. All right.
I really hope they get around to that Party Down movie eventually.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
I like to hope.
I love that show. That show was really good.
Yeah, it was. But maybe it's better to stop after two seasons.
Like, before it gets shitty.
Yeah, they didn't have the opportunity for it to get bad or... I don't know.
Just quit while you're ahead.
For what it is.
Michael Jordan came back twice. Only should have come back once.
Shouldn't have played baseball.
Oh, he was really bad at baseball. He promised his dad. So, and his dad, you know, I don't know if anybody knows the story about why his dad died, but there's some conspiracies about how that happened.
Oh.
Jordan had a bit of a gambling problem.
Yes.
Like a big gambling problem.
Yeah.
So you want me to do it in this... column or over here?
The one over from where you crossed it off. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so I get it now. So okay.
It's not a very well-structured game, but I didn't know how it was going to play out, so we're stuck with it.
I'm going to put I have two comedies I know I'm going to pick, and they're both my tied for first place comedies of all time. First one I'm going to do is Arrested Development. It's one of those... I like good writing. I like smart writing. I like highbrow. I also like lowbrow. That's why Rick and Morty is kind of in my wheelhouse. But that show is like a testament to like writers who really pay attention to what they're writing. Because the continuity alone on that show, like there are jokes that have been set up six episodes in advance that pay off, and you're like, oh, that was from. Like, I think a really good example is, what is it? In the first season, they allude to Buster losing his left hand. And then it doesn't pay off for, like, the fifth episode of the second season. Like, they keep making these jokes about how he's going to lose his hand, and you never notice it. And then all of a sudden, fifth episode comes, second season, you're like, oh, my God, let's say it. And then you go back and watch it again, and you're like, oh, they've been talking about this for over a season. And then just that cast. I don't think there's ever been an ensemble. And I'm going to include Always Sunny in that list, because Always Sunny has got a great ensemble. But that cast, everybody works so well together. And it's like one of those shows where, like, like, I feel like Friends was very much like, there were cast members who you didn't like episodes when they were together. Family Guy's like that. Like, if you got an episode, it's got, like, Meg and Chris. I'm not even going to watch it. Like, it's just, but like Arrested Development, there are no two cast members that you could put together and it doesn't work. And I think it's just a testament to how great that entire cast was. I mean, there's an episode I was watching. I'm actually in the middle of rewatching it right now because I have a lot of free time. But I was watching it, and there's an episode where Carl Weathers is good friends with Tobias, and he's making a TV show or a movie, a made-for-TV movie about the family's life, and they meet up at a Burger King, and then they talk about, in the meeting in the Burger King, they talk about how they don't want to look like sellouts when they make this movie. It's like they're meeting at a Burger King. And like the narrator says four times that they're meeting at a Burger King. And then Carl Weathers goes on to explain about, he says, I'm going to get a refill on this drink. You know, you could refill this drink with any other drink you want, and it's free. But I don't know. That's a really small example of something I love about the show. But I just like it's. I love the idea that Carl Weathers is a really frugal guy, and Dave Attell plays Tobias in the made-for-TV movie. Other show, I dare anybody to dispute this one. Community. If you haven't seen Community, do your goddamn life a favor and see Community. If you like Rick and Morty and you haven't seen Community, you're not watching television correctly. I just think Community six.
Yep.
I just think that Community is I think it's a lot of people love Rick and Morty for like its nihilism, like that's it's so cool to not like anything. But I think that Community was a better written show than Rick and Morty is. I think it wasn't as preachy. I think Rick and Morty is very much like it's especially in the third season, it's like really like this show is smart and like they wanted you to know it's a smart show. And like Community was just fun and stupid, but with the same level of writing that Rick and Morty has. Hmm. It's like if you gave Family Guy good writers. Like I feel like that's what Community is. And like Family Guy is just such a poorly written show nowadays. And I found out that Seth MacFarlane hasn't written for that show in five seasons.
Oh, he just does the voices?
Yeah. He doesn't do anything anymore. He just goes in and does the voices.
Cosmos.
Yeah, he produced
that. And then he's been doing The Orville.
I watched the first two episodes of that show. Really good.
It's amazing.
That's my favorite show
on TV right now.
And I think a lot of people like it because it's not like super dumb. Like I thought it was going to be a Seth MacFarlane show.
Yeah.
And then I read user reviews, not critic reviews, because critics aren't really big fans of it.
No.
But I read like people who are fans of like Star Trek and stuff like that. And they're like, this is the most authentic Star Trek show. That's more authentic than the actual Star Trek show that's on right now.
Yeah, The Discovery.
Yeah, it's on like CBS All Access.
It's a crazy like drama and like it's really like a dark show.
Yeah. And like The Orville's like fun. It's still got some serious things to it. And it's not like as like just Seth MacFarlane's comedy does seem a bit lazy, and it's not like that on The Orville. Like, it's like a really good space show.
It's like new episodes of the Star Trek Next Generation universe.
Yeah.
With just a different ship, different crew. Like, they follow the spirit of the show so closely. Like, they have philosophy, they have social commentary. Like, it's just.
Yeah, it's a really good show. All right, comedic performers. This might be a tougher one. So the list has Seth Rogen. I love how Bo Burnham is the only one who's been crossed off. Bo Burnham was crossed off for anybody who was curious. Although I will say Bo Burnham has his place. Seth Rogen.
Is there not someone over on the right?
Well, yeah, there are two more, but I just.
No, there should be someone way over on the right.
There's Martin Lawrence and Tig Notaro.
Oh, okay. So, all right, whoever is in six should be over to the right. So if you could start your first, well, let's eliminate one first. Sorry.
All right.
This is just paperwork. It's not even that important.
So Seth Rogen, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, Jim Carrey, Kristen Wiig. I'm going to reluctantly eliminate Kristen Wiig on this list. And only because I just don't think she's as influential as the rest of these people have been. Also, she's relatively newer than all of them. I think Seth Rogen created a genre of comedy. Like, I mean, I feel like, I mean, obviously him and Judd Apatow. Like, when Ford of Virgin came out, there weren't movies like that. And there weren't movies like I Love You, Man. There weren't movies like This Is the End. Or The World, This Is the End. There weren't movies like Panama Express. Like, there's a whole genre of comedy that he and his friends just created. So I can't get rid of him for that. Eddie Murphy, I think it's without speaking, like without having to be said, like Eddie Murphy was did a lot for black comedians. Like he brought them into the mainstream. Richard Pryor, you could argue, was like the first one, but he wasn't as mainstream as Eddie Murphy was. Eddie Murphy was huge when he was huge. Like in the '80s, you couldn't escape Eddie Murphy. He was everywhere. Tina Fey, Mean Girls. Tina Fey gave us Mean Girls. And I'm going to sound like a weirdo saying that.
No.
But that movie's fucking great.
It is. It's so good.
It's such a good movie. It's like the newer generation's Clueless. Like, it's just a great commentary about, like, what it's like to be a teenage... What I assume... I was never a teenage girl. But what I assume was like to be a teenage girl. Also, her on SNL was fantastic. She was a head writer through my favorite seasons of SNL. Jim Carrey. I grew up on Jim Carrey. In Living Color, Ace Ventura, The Truman Show. To so this good. Day, I'm still paranoid that my life is a TV show. Even Man on the Moon, I think, is criminally underrated. There's a documentary coming out about that. His performance in Man on the Moon. About how meta he was, which I didn't realize that he was super meta during the whole filming of that.
Huh. Have you seen Being John Malkovich?
Yes.
That's another one. For me, that's like the Truman Show. Like, what if there's people inside your head watching?
Yeah. John, you want to hear my impression of John Malkovich if he were in the movie Titanic?
Yes, please.
I want you to paint me like one of your French girls.
John Malkovich, if you were in Titanic.
So let's get rid of Kristen Wiig. I like Kristen Wiig, but I feel like she's a little one note.
So if you could please put the replacement, I guess, to here? The right of her and then one to the right of Tig Notaro up there.
So put a replacement here and a replacement up here?
Yeah, that'll get us back on track.
Okay. Huh, comedic performers. This is going to be a hard one. Damn.
Right now I'm drinking an Uncle John's hard cider, the Atomic Apple Cinnamon Apple edition of the hard cider.
Is it good?
It's delicious. It's like apple juice, but it gets you buzzed. It's from St. John's, Michigan.
And you're a new sponsor.
Maybe.
Man, he's just some sponsor money.
How is that blueberry apple cider, Angelica?
Probably equally as good.
Can I try some of that?
My sister lives in St. John's. I told you that, right?
Yeah.
It's the best cider mill in Michigan.
Have you had Vandermill? I'm a big fan of Vandermill also.
But they make donuts there?
I don't know.
They don't.
Cider mill.
Blake's Cider Mill on the east side.
Donuts.
Ooh.
Donuts, wine, hard cider. Mm,
have you had cool. their Aurora?
I have not. That's really good.
Blake's Aurora. I don't know if they do that regularly. I had it at the Winchester, and I went back to the Winchester two times after the first time I had it. I enjoyed it that much.
Oh.
It was, what was it? It was rosemary and basil, I think.
Really?
And maybe like lemon peel.
Oh, that sounds
there. It was a very weird combination. It combined with the sweetness of the apples. It reminded me a lot of like the sweet tart candy. Like it had the bitterness of the apples and then like some of the savory herbal flavors. It was, that was, probably my favorite apple cider ever.
Did you think of anything?
Kind of. comedic performers. That's a tough one. Seth Rogen, Eddie Murphy, Tina Fey, Jim Carrey, done. Because Eddie Murphy would have been... Oh my God! Dave Chappelle. Jesus Christ. Come on. How's that not the first choice, Mike? Dave Chappelle. Do I have to explain why? I will anyway.
I think I spelled it wrong.
C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E.
E-L-L-E?
Yeah.
Two P's, two L's, two E's?
One E.
One E?
One P.
C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E?
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Two P's, two E's, two L's.
Dave Chappelle. Yep.
According to Wikipedia,
yeah, yeah, don't tell me about him. Two P's, two L's, one E's. Or two E's, but S-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E.
It didn't look right to me. I guess, I don't know. I thought maybe there's one P or one L.
P-P-L-L. Dave Chappelle, man, he, Chappelle Show, anybody who, how old are you?
I am 33 years old.
Okay, so you were in the wheelhouse when Chappelle was.
Oh,
was
yeah.
High school, right?
Yep, I bought the DVDs.
Oh, my God. Nobody didn't talk about Chappelle Show in high school.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just, he was influential with the format of, like, comedic TV shows. Key and Peele would be nothing It wasn't for the Chappelle Show, and he'll tell you that. I just think that he just revolutionized the way we talk about race in comedy, too, to the point where, you know, he had to stop doing it. But and then you look at his new specials, and he's evolved with comedy. Like, his comedy has changed. Some of his stuff he got in a little trouble for saying. But, I mean, like, that's just comedy. You're going to get in trouble. But, I mean, his comedy evolved. It matured with him. If you look at all of his specials dating all the way back from, like, Killing Him Softly to his Def Comedy Jam stuff, it's all different because, like, his comedy just keeps changing. I think he's just – he's a great example of keeping with the times, which Eddie Murphy was not.
Did you see the – I think it was the 25th anniversary Def Comedy yeah. Jam on Netflix?
Yeah, him and D.L. Hughley, the whole bit. Oh, that was so good. You see the lengths I'll go to not have to read in public. my second choice. Who picked Martin Lawrence, just out of curiosity?
I don't remember.
Second
choice.
This is the fourth episode.
Of the fourth season.
Of the fourth season. This game is only for this season.
Oh. Okay.
So you are the fourth guest.
Who else comedically I think is very funny?
Maybe this is episode 5? I don't know if I changed the episode number.
I don't know.
How many are crossed off? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4.
This would be episode 5 if there were 4 crossed off. Well, if counting ours being 4.
Counting the ones you've done. Is
okay, then.
We're 4. Yeah.
We got it.
I've been on a weird recording schedule.
Let's see. Performers who I just love comedy wise. Oh man, I don't. Yeah, I'm gonna go Bill Burr.
It's a good one.
Or Louis C.K.
Oh.
I already did one. Dave Chappelle. I gotta go Louis. Sorry, Bill.
Oh.
Sorry, Bill Burr. I feel bad. I put this one in the second column?
Next to the one you crossed off.
So this column.
Yes. Sorry. That was Listicle Generation. That always takes longer than I thought it would take. And I don't want to change it. Like, I like the format, but... It used to be the second part of the show would be like half an hour long, and now it's more like an hour.
Because of that one segment.
There's another one that goes longer than I thought, too.
Noice.
We'll get to that momentarily. In the meantime, the next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So I have a condensed version of the song lyrics of a song here. If you wouldn't mind, please reading them to me in the style of spoken word poetry.
Okay. All my life I've been searching for something I can put my finger on. Baby, I've been living for the weekend. Baby, I've been living for this cyber soul. Every Friday just about midnight, all my problems seem to disappear. Everyone that I miss when I'm distant, everybody's here. All my life I've been wasting all my money, all my time, all the time that I'm waiting for the moment you are mine. The song about, yeah, I'm thinking all the things that I've done wrong all the time. Yeah, I was forgetting you were mine all along. I need love because only love is true. I need every waking hour with you and my friends because they're so beautiful. Yeah, my friends, they are so beautiful. They are my friends.
Thank you.
Didn't see what kind of... Oh, my friends.
That's the song Friends from Band of Skulls.
What is that song? What is that song normally? I can't think of what it is.
All my life I've been searching for something I can put my finger on. Baby, I've been living for the weekend. Baby, I've been living for the cyber soul.
I've never heard of that song.
I think it was on like the third Twilight movie soundtrack.
Oh, that's why I've never heard of it.
Band of Skulls is like a really good rock band from England, though.
What the hell are they doing on a Twilight soundtrack?
Making fucking money.
Yeah.
Good song, though, too.
Yeah, decent lyrics.
Yeah. This next segment is called Deserted Duos. And it is the other one that takes longer than I thought, but I like it, so we're going to play it. And basically, you're going to get stuck on a deserted island. You can take two of certain categories of things. I'd like to know what your selection for those things is. Keeping in mind that there's no hope of escape, please tell me which two books you would bring.
Ready Player One.
So good.
I'm currently reading that, and I fucking love it. It's really good.
Excited for the movie?
Yes.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I love the fact that Steven Spielberg is doing the fucking movie that's heavily, with a book that's heavily influenced by Steven Spielberg's work. Like, I think.
Yes.
Although he did say that he took a lot of his stuff out of it, which I'm a little bummed about. But I think it's a good escapist book. I think that'd be a really good book to have on like an island, because the book is about escaping your reality. So, I mean, I feel like that's really good. Also, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry. It's a very old book. I don't remember the author of it, but it's a book about... have you heard of it?
Yeah, I read it.
It's a really good book. But it's about, like, it's just about black youths in, like, the... I think it's the... What year was that set in? Like, the early 1900s? Like, 1930s or something like that?
Yeah.
It's just a good coming-of-age tale. It's kind of feel-good, but a little sad. It's just a really good book. For when I feel like being sad.
Two music CDs. Assuming they just play whenever you want.
Kanye West, Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. And the Baby Driver soundtrack.
Ooh.
The soundtrack to that is so eclectic. I think you get a little bit of everything. So I think it works. And then My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is just, I think it's a fucking masterpiece. It's a great album.
Two Grand Rapids comedians.
Ooh, that's a good one. Two Grand Rapids comedians. Garrett Elzinga and Adam Deggie. Sorry, Stu. I just feel like... I think that Garrett and I have really good conversations about anything. We could talk for hours about the stupidest topics. And Adam is just, I think, one of the most entertaining people to be around. He's just really fun. I really feel bad, Stu. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. But those are the two I would take. Stu's got bad legs. I'm just kidding.
An infinite supply of any two beverages.
Faygo Orange Pop and McDonald's Coke.
It's different.
It is, yeah. It's completely better than any other Coke. I mean, the lines are clean like two times a day or some bullshit like that. So, but yeah, it's got to be McDonald's Coke, though, not like any other kind of Coke. If I could just have unlimited... Also, if there were no caloric-like consequences to drinking that much pop. But, oh, man. Can you imagine just having a McDonald's Coke fountain in your house?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing when I'm rich. That's what I'm getting.
That would be incredibly unhealthy for me.
I try to indulge myself. I'd have it set to some sort of alarm where I can only drink it, like, once a day. Or maybe once a couple, every couple of days. But that one time a day, it's...
An infinite supply of any two food items.
Lasagna and fried chicken. That's it. Those are my two favorite foods.
Two animals, like two specific animals.
A French bulldog. They're just fucking adorable. And what would the other animal be? A very well-trained eagle. Find food for me and shit. Or for us.
Two celebrities.
Oh. Two celebrities. Jeff Goldblum and Ryan Gosling. I'm surprised they didn't pick a woman. I don't know.
It's your island, man.
Ryan Gosling just seems really cool. And Jeff Goldblum, I could tell you stories, man. Like, I could just listen to him talk to me to sleep every night. It'd be great. I'd be like, hey, Jeff, are we going to get off this island? Are we going to get off this island? Oh, life. Finds a way. I'm like, thanks, Jeff.
Two dead historical figures.
Two dead ones, huh? Albert Einstein. He'd figure out some way to make things tolerable on the island. And I heard he was a very fun guy. And Leonardo da Vinci.
Hmm.
Great inventor. I mean, what wouldn't you want one of the greatest inventors of all time stuck on a deserted island with you? He'd make cool shit out of shit that's lying around. That's a good answer. I'm going to give myself a round of applause for Leonardo da Vinci as an answer. That's a really good answer.
Yeah, it was. Two articles of clothing with infinite durability.
Two articles of clothing. A good pair of boxer briefs. I mean, that's all I would need to wear, really. Boxer briefs? This is a deserted island, right? So I'm guessing it's warm all the time?
Sure, it's tropical.
Okay.
Yep.
And water shoes.
Mmm. Good choice. And
water shoes.
Yeah.
Sunglasses? Nah, I don't need those. I'd rather have water shoes. Walk around in the water without, like, cutting your feet on coral and stuff like that. I mean, if you're hunting for fish, you saw Castaway. That'll fuck your feet off.
Two weapons.
Weapons. Damn, what do I need a weapon for on this island? A machete?
Good choice.
That's the first choice. Machete and... I was going to say flamethrower.
Hey.
You can always make a fire.
Yeah.
I'm going flamethrower. I'm going flamethrower and machete.
All right.
Imagine Da Vinci when he sees that flamethrower.
Two board games.
Monopoly takes fucking forever, so, you know, he'd be occupied for a while. But then it's something fun because someone's going to get pissed during Monopoly. Monopoly and...
Two board or card games.
Oh, card game. Spades. I like spades. It's a fun game. I've never been a euchre guy, but I feel like as a Michigander, it's kind of blasphemy.
That's just like a normal 52 card deck. So, yeah.
Oh. You get the card. Oh, wait. Can I just bring a deck of cards? Can I just have a deck
Absolutely.
Of cards? Okay. Deck of cards and Monopoly.
Two movies. And they can just play whenever, like...
Two movies. There Will Be Blood and Anchorman.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but...
Two television shows in their entirety.
Community and Arrested Development.
Nice. Too late.
God. I was going to say Arrested Development and Breaking Bad.
Two musical instruments.
Musical instruments? I can't play any, though. Piano? No, a keyboard, specifically. Electronic keyboard with alternate functions.
Because
then you got like 100 instruments. Electricity?
It just works. It's a magic island.
A keyboard and a guitar. Garrett can play guitar. So. Yeah, remember? I'm taking two comics with me. Yeah, I remember everything that's with me on this island.
Two video games.
Assassin's Creed 2 and New Super Mario Brothers.
Mm.
Or Smash Brothers.
Mm.
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Okay.
And Assassin's Creed 2.
All right. Two phone apps, and they work fully.
Facebook. Facebook and Reddit.
Mm. Two vehicles, and they don't require any sort of fuel. They just work.
Bigfoot.
Oh.
and an ATV.
And finally, seeds for two types of plants.
That is a good one. Corn. Corn is like the most versatile fucking plant. Like corn will survive nuclear holocaust. That's what Interstellar told me, at least. corn and wheat.
That was Deserted Duos. This next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions. I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions, and I'm out of them. So I'd like yours, please. If you could please tell me a location.
Mount Doom.
Ooh. A location that would fit on the stage at... I was going to say Holiday Bar, but let's say Wealthy Theater, because that was the most recent place that I saw you perform at the Grand Rapids Comedy
GR Fest, I think it's called. GR Fest.
Fest.
GR Comedy Fest 2017. I should know.
It was the first one. It was very good.
Yeah. Fucking. A place that would fit on that stage.
Yes.
A hot tub?
Yes. An article of clothing.
Socks.
An occupation.
Dentist.
A business relationship.
Quid pro quo.
A word, any word.
Nerd.
The last thing you bought on Amazon.com, the internet's superstore.
Can I look?
Sure.
I don't remember what the actual last thing I bought was.
These are improv scene suggestions.
Oh, so yeah.
It doesn't have to be real, but if you want to go that route, we can do that.
A bidet. That wasn't the last thing I bought, but you can buy those on
Amazon. I've heard great things.
It's all right.
If I had the proper plumbing for that, I would definitely purchase one.
I have one to get your butt wet. It does the job. It's good when you run out of toilet paper.
The last thing you bought on eBay.com, the internet's dollar store in Nostalgia Emporium.
Kid Rock tickets.
Yeah?
No, not me.
A television show.
The A-Team.
An emotion.
Anger.
An emoji.
Poop.
A meme.
Bad joke eel.
That's a good one.
I love that meme.
Yeah. A lot of legs on that one. Last line of dialogue.
Last line of dialogue?
Yep.
Get off my plane.
A magazine.
Newsweek.
A musical instrument.
Kazoo!
A place you might go on vacation by yourself.
New York?
City?
Yeah, New York City. I think. I don't know. Like, yeah, that's what I would say, I guess.
Two problems.
2 + 2 and 8 + 6.
Two types of animal.
A hippopotamus and a crane.
Two things that would fit in your pocket.
A cell phone and the amount of fucks I give.
Three objects that might be in the same room.
A television, a couch, and a desk.
The last thing that you wanted to eat but did not.
Pizza.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah. Pro or are you?
I am pro.
Yeah.
No?
Not at all.
I like it. I think it's pretty good. Pineapple, ham, banana pepper. So underrated. So good.
Without pineapple,
ham and banana pepper? Oh, you're a real risk taker.
Something that you are always excited to see.
Porn.
Porn it is.
Yeah.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Tron 3.
Maybe one day. I hope.
Hopefully. I wish. Jared Leto's talking about getting that off the ground.
Oh.
Yeah.
With another Daft Punk soundtrack.
Oh my God. That soundtrack was awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that second movie. I don't know. People didn't like it. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, people have bad taste sometimes.
I want to watch that movie again. I'm going to rent it on YouTube.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Oh, my God. Butts.
That's a good one. I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Get out of a ticket.
That was improv scene suggestions.
Those are pretty good suggestions.
Those were very good. Thank you.
Are you actually going to use those?
Next week at the Grand Rapids Improv Festival at Dog Story Theater.
You mean last week you used them at the Grand Rapids Improv Festival?
3 weeks ago I used those. Thank you. Past Mike.
Past
present Chris thanks you, but I don't know. We're getting into like some sort of looper
time tracking, paradox and like, stuff.
Ugh, yeah. This next segment is called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art. So to your left there is a drawing pad. Nope, there's a big one there with colored pencils. And,
oh, right here.
Yep. Okay. So every week, the guest adds on to the drawing pad. Okay. So there's like two pages that have drawings now. So feel free to add to those or to start a new page or whatever you feel like doing. And while you're drawing, we're going to talk about art. Like just like what art is to you, how comedy fits into art as a thing.
Sure.
I don't even know the correct vocabulary for...
As a medium?
Yeah, as a medium.
So I only need two colors, brown and black.
What is art to you, Mike?
Art? Jesus, I don't know. Art is like someone's creative expression in a way that makes them feel fulfilled about how they've expressed themselves, but not necessarily is always interpreted the same as they intended it to. That sounded like a prepared answer, didn't it?
Contestants on the Grand Cast are not made aware of the questions ahead of time.
So, I'm gonna draw a black guy's head. I was going to do it inside of this tree and realize the symbolism of that is probably pretty off-putting. So I'm going to draw it on this page. It's like an anime guy, I guess. Let's see here. Not good at drawing. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Just start off.
Well, what other forms of art besides comedy do you appreciate?
I don't know. I mean, I like, I guess art's such a loose word, like on what art is. I like, what do I like? Oh yeah, movies. I love movies. I love movies. I love them. That's art. I would say movies.
For sure.
I love movies. I go see movies pretty often, probably too much.
If you go on Tuesdays at Celebration Cinema, movies are only $5 all day long.
It's also that way at AMC.
Ah.
I am an Alpine? AMC Stubbs member, so I go to AMC all the time. How about some
what
money
is
AMC?
Stubbs?
It's like the rewards program. You get like points every time you see a movie. When you get to 5,000 points, you get $5.
Okay.
So if you see, I think you get to see like maybe five movies a month and you'll get like a free movie. But now with MoviePass.
What is MoviePass?
MoviePass is a subscription-based service where you pay $10 a month and you can see as many movies as you want.
As many movies as I want?
Literally, well, once a day. So 30 movies a month, depending on the month.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. Anybody who sees more than literally two movies a month. No, more than one movie a month.
Yeah.
And it pays for itself.
If you're not going to matinees exclusively.
Yeah, I know a lot.
Even matinees now are like
they're still like six something bucks.
Like
or something.
Nine
are they
something
really?
Expensive. At Celebration. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty expensive.
Inflation? I don't know how inflation works.
He's got a pretty big afro. Just color that in crudely.
Compound interest?
Mm-hmm.
Economics is a whole bag of worms.
Well, I mean, the thing is, movies... I worked at a movie theater when I was a wee little lad, 18.
Me too.
And which one?
Showcase Cinema on 28th Street.
I worked at a Star Theater on the east side in Madison Heights, Michigan. It's now an AMC theater. They're all AMCs. But I did find out, which I'm sure you know, that they don't make any money off movie tickets.
It's all concessions.
Yeah, that's all they make money. All their money is off. That's why concessions are so damn expensive. Because otherwise, they wouldn't make any cash.
They make a little bit, but it's heavily tilted in the studio's favor. Studios really dictate the terms. It's like 90% the first week. Each week that a film is out, the cut for the theater goes up.
I didn't know that.
Not only do you avoid the crowds by seeing a film later, but you support your local business more.
Well, shit, this looks like a woman now. Well, I guess you're a lady.
You ever go to art museums or anything as you're traveling for comedy?
You know, I haven't, but that's a pretty good idea. I usually don't get to a city early enough to do that, unless I'm doing like a weekend gig. And then usually it's not a city that has like a great art museum. Usually I just go to a movie theater.
Hey, this guy's got a real sly smile. For anybody who wants to know what I'm drawing, it is a, I guess like an anime caricature of a guy with an afro. He's got a real cheeky smile. Probably going to draw a nice little black power afro fifth, or afro pick in here. These are the things I've learned how to draw. So don't judge me. I'm kidding, you can judge me all you want.
I've been trying to judge things less and less.
Really?
As I've gotten older. It's difficult. Like, I think part of being a human being is like evaluating the things that you experience. So you're making judgments of different situations to figure out how they work. Because you don't have perfect information about anything.
Pretty cheeky. Yep. That's it. That's what I'm contributing to this book. Of the first page is pretty good. I like this one. A little elephant there and a little, what looks like a bat.
You could add anything to any of the pictures if you'd like.
This one's interesting. Like a little battle going on with a spaceship. How do I draw a spaceship? Silver. I need silver.
Do you follow the ongoing space race with SpaceX and Blue Origin and?
Partially. I know that. Was it NASA is trying to like partner up with SpaceX?
Oh yeah. They have a bunch of contracts with them for launching.
Yeah, I don't know. As long, for me, it's like I'm never gonna go to space.
No?
I mean, I would love to, but I don't see how I ever would. Like, unless I get filthy rich or something. Or unless it becomes so commonplace that everybody's going to... And then I'm going to be like, I don't want to go to space. Everyone's doing that. But I'm going to draw a UFO.
Given the opportunity, you'd like to go
there? Oh, without question, I would go to space. Can you imagine the Instagram likes I'd get for that?
Would you like to live on the moon or Mars if that became a thing?
You know, I don't see what purpose me living there would serve. I would like to do it, but like I feel like the first couple of... Within my lifetime, it'll be all research stuff that goes there. Like, you know what I mean? And they're not going to let me. What the fuck am I going to do? Entertain these guys? Well, you know, these want to find out. Who the fuck is this? I just... What? Sorry. I just got a text that just said, want to find out from a number that's not even saved in my phone.
Weird. Let's find out.
Well, I texted... Apparently, I texted them... They texted... I sent a text to them back in August that said, Mike Logan. And then they just replied, want to find out?
It could be Jigsaw. I wouldn't do it.
I want to play a game. Have you ever... Never mind. All right. Drawing a UFO here. I'm just going to draw a cylinder. The lid.
Are you a fan of the music of Art Garfunkel?
Art Garfunkel? Like of Simon and Garfunkel?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck was that?
That's the Radiators. Oh, they're right. Steam driven and they're super old and shitty and they make weird noises. I'm sorry, that was actually Ghosts.
Ghosts, that makes more sense.
That's all the weird clunking in the walls and the honking noises. It's the Ghosts everywhere.
I've never listened to Simon and or Garfunkel.
No?
I mean, I know like Hello Darkness and that kind of stuff.
There you go.
But like, I've never actually just like listened to them.
Mrs. Robinson?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I have listened to them a little bit.
It's good stuff. Very harmonious.
Wasn't it like one of them did more work than the other one in that group?
Paul Simon has a more illustrious career since their separation. I don't know the politics of what happened back then. If there was someone kind of carrying the other one. I don't know.
There. The yellow did not show up at all. Jeez. I'm going to try orange. What? Well, I wanted to.
I take pictures of the pages, so eventually people will see what's going on. It's not just.
I'm just drawing, and they're just like, "This is boring."
I don't care. I'm gonna listen to it. If people are bored by it, they can turn it off.
I love that you invested all this.
Yeah.
Just for yourself. How much do these mics cost?
Like $50 on Amazon.
Oh, that's it.
It's a snowball mic, USB microphone. You don't even need a mixer. It just plugs right into your computer.
See, I have a mic. I have two mics that I bought off Amazon. They were more expensive than this. But I haven't used them because they're not USB mics, and I don't have a mixer. I should have done my research first. There we go.
Thank you. That was Talk and Draw Art. This next segment
mostly
is
just draw art.
Next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess what it is. And I'm thinking of it. I'm projecting it towards you.
37.
Your guess is the number 37.
That's my guess.
I'm sorry, but that is incorrect. You got one digit correct.
Out of the possible 7.
None of which are in the correct decimal place. So that's a hint for the future guests. If they go back and listen, they'll have some more information to base their guess on.
So once you get to guess a million, the odds are pretty good that they'll get it right.
Only if they pay attention to the past guests. And most people don't pay that close of attention to what's going on around them. So I don't think it'll happen. Maybe. We'll see. We'll find out. Stay tuned to the Grandcast to find out if anyone guesses my number.
Mmm. I feel like you need streamers at that time.
The next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I have here the first parts of various phrases of like common wisdom. And I'd like for you to please complete them in not the traditional manner.
Got it.
So keep calm and...
carry a big stick.
Yeah, some Teddy Roosevelt right there. Yeah. When it rains, it
doesn't not rain.
All dogs go to
the park when they're good boys.
Aw. A penny saved
is a penny you could have spent on something.
If at first you don't succeed,
you should probably quit. You're probably bad at it.
Don't listen to him, kids. Keep trying. Don't give up. The proof is in
paper. God damn it.
Flattery will get you
probably pretty far in life. Yeah.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find
a walrus wearing a tuxedo.
If you can't take the heat,
move away from Arizona.
That's good advice. There. The bigger they are,
the more mass they take up, which means they'd probably be difficult to take down.
Life is like a box of...
definitely not chocolates, because those are clearly labeled and you know what's in every one.
It's true. Stop, drop, and...
open up shop. Fucking DMX.
You're the third person to get that one.
Really? Yes. That's all I think of whenever someone says, stop! Drop it up, shop.
The only thing we have to fear
is Donald Trump.
Oh. Wubba Lubba.
Oh, I can't say dub dub, can I? Yep. Double bubble.
Ah. Wubba Lubba, double bubble. A bird in the hand is worth
scratched hand.
Yeah, sharp claws. Talons sometimes.
Yeah, like an eagle?
Yeah.
You're going to lose a hand.
Knick, knack, paddy whack. Give a dog
some space. Stop yelling at that dog.
Thank you. If life hands you lemons,
say fuck the lemons and bail.
When in Rome.
I just keep thinking of Anchorman.
Go on. When in Rome, don't fuck little boys.
That's good advice.
Yep.
Forgive and...
keep it in the back of your mind.
Hmm. The journey of 1,000 miles...
Da-da-da!
It's not what you look at that matters. It's...
what device you use to look at it.
Hmm. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%...
perspiration.
That's the actual one.
Is it really? I've never heard that phrase before. Oh, well, it makes sense. I guess that's why it's a phrase. 1%. It's 99% perspiration?
Yep.
What is that a phrase from?
I want to say Einstein, but that's probably not accurate.
Genius is 1% knowing what you're doing and the rest is just sweating.
Yeah.
All right. 1% inspiration and 99% motivation.
Mm, I like positive. That.
All of mine have been pretty negative so far.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
whispers.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So, Mike, if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. It could be a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, a political whatever, anything you feel like selling, try to get me to buy it before I get off the elevator.
Okay. It's a movie, all right? It's about a guy. He goes on a couch, sits on the couch for the whole movie, watches TV. He binge-watches Stranger Things Season 2. He loves it. He can't get enough of it. But then he finds out that he has to now binge-watch Stranger Things Season 1 while splicing in Season 2's episodes in every other episode. And it ruins his life forever. The show's called Don't Binge, Kids. Oh, that was terrible.
I'm intrigued. I'll take your business card and we'll talk about it later.
All right, nice. I'm playing a weird game of life.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for whatever project you're most excited about right now. I know you like doing different things, trying different things. Whatever you're most excited for right now, please do a short audio ad such as you might hear on a radio.
Let me get some water here. I'm trying to think of what voice I want to do. All right. Hello. Do you enjoy black culture but know nothing about it? Do you want to find out why slavery actually ended in the first place? Then come out to Juneteenth celebration in Grand Rapids at Annapolis Park on June 17th, 2018. There'll be barbecue. There'll be education. There'll be white guilt. This Sunday.
Thank you.
It is on a Sunday. That's a real event, too.
Juneteenth?
Yeah, Juneteenth is an African-American holiday that celebrates the last of the slaves being freed in America on June 19th, 1865. And a lot of cities have celebrations for this holiday, but Grand Rapids does not. And I found out that they don't, and then I pitched the idea of the celebration to the city, and they approved it. So now I have to put on this... so not have to, I get to. I get to organize and put on this celebration on June 17th at Annapolis Park.
Next year, 2018.
2018,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So I thought, I figured I'd use the time to...
yeah.
Throw in a little pitch, throw in a little... little what's it fucking called? No, not a pitch. I guess it is a pit. Is it a plug? There it is.
Plug. This next segment is called Affirmation.
Okay. So, is it religious?
Mike, I really admire your ambition and drive. You are one of the most epic content producers in Grand Rapids. I look forward to seeing all of your amazing projects that you work on in the future. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids community.
Holy shit, man. That was so nice. I did not expect that. Thank you. It really was just some affirmation. All right.
This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So if you could please tell me what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Fondly?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it like there's no fun ever. Something fondly? Okay. Just my overall sense of family, like togetherness. A lot of people, in my situations, black man, don't have like a family dynamic in their home. And my family dynamic was pretty good. It was always, we'd eat dinner at the dinner table together every single day for 18 years. My mom was very supportive. My dad was pretty supportive. My sister was, we got along enough as brother and sister do. We did family activities together. It was very much, we were very much a family. So I think my whole childhood was pretty good, pretty decent. And at home, a lot of other stuff sucked, but at home it was pretty good. So I'd say that. I can't think of one particular thing.
Oh, thank you. This next segment is called Looking Forward. So what is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
You mean like the Juneteenth celebration?
Absolutely.
I think that's the thing right now that I'm...
June 18th?
It's June 17th.
17th.
June 17th.
Which is a Sunday?
It's a Sunday. It's Father's Day.
Ah.
I think that's the thing I'm looking forward to the most. I'm also in the middle of producing a web series called Eat Your Words.
Oh.
Which is a series where I go to local Grand Rapids area restaurants, and we just film funny, weird things with the staff there, and they cook their food, and I try it, and I'm shooting the first episode. I shot an episode. The lighting sucked, so I had to reshoot, but at The Win, which I haven't actually been to yet, but I hear good things about it.
Where is that?
I don't know.
Oh. It's not the hotel casino in Las Vegas.
No, I wish. No, it's a newer restaurant. It just opened this past summer, I think.
Oh.
But it's supposed to be really good. Everyone I know has been there, so it's good. But that's where we're shooting first episode. And then I should be producing the actual episode before the end of November.
Where will people be able to find that?
You will be able to find that. I'm creating a YouTube channel for it specifically. And then also I'm working with EatGR. So they're going to post it on their different site, their website and their Facebook page.
What about their quarterly magazine, which can be found at fine dining establishments around the city?
It will not be in there.
Ah.
I don't know how you would put it in a magazine. Oh, I guess you could, yeah.
Transcribe.
Yeah, you'd be like, if you like this magazine, watch our the show.
Yeah. Get some synergy going.
Yeah, I've got too much shit on my plate.
Because of the restaurant industry? Oh.
Yeah.
And this next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events.
Oh my God, I've already been doing that. But I'll do it again.
So if there are any social media accounts or upcoming events that you'd like to shout out, even if they're not yours, for a long time, I specifically said plug your social media and upcoming events, but that was restricting and unnecessary, and I feel terrible about it, and I'm sorry to everyone who listened to that. We're trying to do better now, so anybody's social media.
All right. I'll start off with mine. The Ice Cold Comedian is my Twitter, my Instagram, and my YouTube channel. So just search The Ice Cold Comedian on any of those platforms. You'll find it. Mike Logan is my fan page on Facebook. I post my upcoming shows, events, videos. They all go up on there. Like Comedy at the Holiday Bar, because when we do find a new show, our new venue, that page will be updated with what the new venue is. Like that page. Like Dicks and Flicks. Like the Tonight Show with Stu McAllister. Go buy Adam Deggie's album. His name is My Name Too. What is his name? Haunted Shopper on Twitter. It's a comedian named Alex Price out of Indiana, and he has a Twitter profile where it's just him responding to like Craigslist advertisements for selling things. And the first question he asks is it haunted? And then, there's always a confused response. And then he goes into a very elaborate description of why this item could be haunted. And if it is, he'd like some great value. Can I read you an excerpt from one real quick?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, this is so entertaining. I love sharing this with people because
Haunted Shopper?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's what it's called. Okay. Tweeter. H-E... There it is. Okay. So the handle is called Haunted Shopper.
And he follows me on Twitter. So you guys should too.
Okay. What is your Twitter handle?
The Ice Cold Comedian? Ice Cold Comedian. I've got about 500 Twitter followers, so I'd like to get that. It's like 460 or something like that, but I almost got 1,000 Instagram followers, so hit up that Instagram. So a woman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, is posting 2 bottles of Gain Apple Mango Tango detergent. $25. She says, prices are firm. Please be prepared to pick up within 24 hours. I will PM details and meeting place. I meet Southwest only. Please don't ask to come any farther. Prices for everything pictured, which is 2 large tubs of Gain laundry detergent.
$25?
$25, yeah. That must be really good stuff.
I don't know. I buy detergent like once a decade or something.
4.43 liters.
So, I guess I don't know what it costs. I don't
watch it. Expensive.
Price is Right anymore.
So Alex Price sends her a message and says, is it haunted? And she says, what do you mean? And he says, Gain is the only detergent manufacturer that uses liquid tungsten to achieve maximum stain-fighting action. The problem is liquid tungsten has been known to act like a tuning fork for any paranormal energy within a 2.7-mile radius. Have you noticed that any clothes you wear with a cycle with Gain filling you with dread or making you hallucinate past life experiences? Or do your clothes just smell like an apple mango pound cake that was baked into a demonic Ugg boot? And she didn't respond. And then he said, so if you suspect it might be tainted by a ghoul, I would love to buy them for double your asking price. And so all his whole Twitter is just stuff like that. And it's like the most entertaining thing ever. But yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
And the final segment of the show, if you could please... I've delivered that poorly. The final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. I have to get the name out there.
I'm really intrigued to where this is going.
If you could please offer just one tip to other aspiring comedians.
One tip.
Just one tip. Just so for tips. One second.
Just for a second. Just to see how it feels.
Just to see how it feels.
One tip. Practice. 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 Do not try doing the same set, a different set every time you do comedy. Practice, practice. For the love of God, practice. That was a mistake I made when I first started. I was like, I'm going to do a different set every time I do comedy. It's a new 5 minutes every week. And then I realized that's not going to work. So practice, guys. People, fucking go to open mics. Practice your material. Don't think you're the best if you have one really good show and then you don't have to work on it. Practice. Do the opposite of what Allen Iverson says. Practice.
Thank you for that, and thank you for being here tonight, Mike. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast. So engrossed, your apocalypse horse, that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. Winter always sees more, more, and yes, the lies are beautiful. I see them, but I don't believe them. Love is hitting the wall, and all your tears are good before they ever happen to fall. Well, I can help you. Let me, I can help you. Let me, I can help you. I can. Come on. This is the second audio test for season 4, episode 4. Move the button down a little bit. If you wouldn't mind talking some more in your...
I love how technical that sounded just now. This is the second test. I moved the button a little bit. And we'll see how that sounds now.
Yeah, I'm not an audiologist. I don't know what the term is.
Engineer. A sound engineer.
I am not a sound engineer.
It's like somebody who operates on sounds. My radio is broken. I'm an audiologist. Open this thing up.